This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, we're going to be all fired up today because, again, it is one of these fast-moving news days. Unemployment, 49-year low. Wage hits 27.77 per hour. April jobs up 263,000. That is the latest that we're getting here for all of you. By the way, I forgot all about this. Good morning. And good morning to you, Mr. President. And thank you for being our president today. Because, you know, I woke up this morning and you're still the president. Shocking. And yesterday when I was awake, all day long, you were the president. Another shocker. And, you know, a year ago, you were the president. Get it? And tomorrow, when I wake up, you're going to be the president. Thank you for your service. I mean, somebody's got to do it, right? Might as well be us. Okay, let me put it in perspective here. Unemployment, 49-year low. Wage hits 27.77 per hour. April jobs, 263K. That's a thousand. April jobs. Okay. Wow. What does that all mean? Shocking. Money in your pocket. That's exactly what it means, right? Yeah. Something to be thinking about. CNN shock poll. Here we go. I like this. So CNN's supposed to... Are they going to be on their best behavior or what? Probably not. CNN shock poll. Beto beats Trump by 10 points. Real Beto. Shocking. Go ahead, Beto. Make my day. The Daily Mail. There's credibility right there. The Daily Mail. Beto O'Rourke emerges as the most electable Democrat in poll that shows he would beat Trump by 10 points. And the only front runner the president would beat is Elizabeth Warren. My God. Are you kidding me? It says, in a new poll, former Texas Congressman, 52% of registered voters favor Beto O'Rourke. Of course, you know, where do they do the poll at, right? Anyway, former Vice President Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and so on, Indiana, and Senator Kamala Harris also beat out Trump. 33% of those registered voters who participated in the poll are Democrats, and only 26% are Republican. Shocking. Great numbers on that one. Yet that makes the news, right? Just make it fair. Just go 50-50, right? See what happens, right? Oh, no, we can't do that. We'd have to, you got to really wonder about some of these places that come up with these kind of statistically bad. Well, it's the era of, you know, data falsehoods, I guess you can say. Yeah. So I'm just shocked by those numbers, aren't you? Aren't you just shocked? CNN shock poll. Shocking, shocking. Okay, so we're here on a Friday, and of course we're going to be talking about a lot of things. Wide-ranging Friday, 215 is the area code number for the call-in line, 215-867-8255. You can call in. We're going to be opening up those lines and talk about anything you want to talk about in the third hour. That'll be things to do. We'll also be talking about the grievances, number 66 we did. And shocking, ours people in Solano County were told to stop reading the grievances on the courthouse steps. Really? Now, no freedom of speech for you in Solano County, the communist Solano County, right? No grievances for you. Well, we'll see about that. Anyway, I just thought that was hysterical when I found that out. I just found it out last night. I'm only the turnip truck driver. Let alone falling off the turnip truck. I'm just the driver of the turnip truck. Don't blame the driver of the turnip truck. I guess there you go. That's a name for a book, guys. Think about it. I want you to think about it. Something nice to think about. Let's says now. There's another article. It says president faces a string of setbacks in effort to juice economy. Really? Wow. Okay. So let's figure this. This is a contradictory article that came out before this jobs report and everything else. This was an article that came in, again, the CNN shock poll. It's right above it. Oh, shocking, shocking. This is the article. This is from Greenwich Times. There you go. It's a Connecticut thing. This is Washington. Mounting GOP opposition torpedoed conservative commentator Stephen Moore's candidacy as a Federal Reserve Board governor Thursday, the latest in a string of setbacks that reveal hardening limitations on President Trump's attempt to intervene in the economy. Well, this is an article that really smacks of just getting B-slapped around by Donald Trump himself. Since this came out yesterday, May 2nd, and who wrote this? Should we get them on the phone? This is a Damian Patella and Stephen Molfson of the Washington Post. Shocking, shocking. The Washington Post, man, did they... And, you know, it's kind of interesting. On the page that I'm looking at right now, right next to the start of the article, you know, there's some tomfoolery going on. There's an advertisement for, are you ready for this? Preparation H. Rapid relief with lidocaine. Preparation H. Shop now. Should we press a button? Should we forward this to the Washington Post? Shocking. Shocking. I'll tell you one thing. It's pretty obvious that at Greenwich Times, and of course, the reportage from the Washington Post shows that they are clearly anal. Clearly. All right, we're getting off to a real good start here, aren't we, though? So this, I mean, how embarrassing is this for them? How embarrassing for this? How embarrassing. You guys are embarrassments. Seriously, you write an article, just can say, this guy's out of the lunch, there's no economy, and all of a sudden, shocking. Unemployment hit 49-year low. Wage hits 27.77 per hour. April jobs at 263,000. Right. I love it when a plan comes together, right? So then the right underneath it by Peter Baker, book, Obama rage after election. Country turned on him. Yeah, that would be a fact. The country turned on you, Obama. Didn't turn quick enough, but it turned. Right, right. Okay, here we go with a bunch of other stuff. Ben Shapiro, target of death threats. Great, great. Suspect with unhinged post about jihad. Don Jr. arrested? There you go. FDA sleeping pills may put life in danger. Danger, danger. And then from the real morons, students demand Thomas Jefferson statues removed. Abortion doctors could soon go to be jailed. All right. Venezuela's been, we've got this. In lawless world of the service dogs, many families suffer. Okay. Wherever that, more bald. Ah, inside Bernie's Soviet honeymoon. No. There he is, naked. Butt naked, Bernie Sanders. Now, this is years ago when he did his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. They all sat around naked drinking vodka. Vodka. Got to have that vodka. I'm serious. It's a bad visual. It's really a bad visual for Bernie. It's how muscular he is. Okay, I've already, I know the radio's theater of the mind. It also can be theater of the absurd. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so we've got this jobs report creates 260,000 jobs in April as unemployment falls to 49-year low.
Wow.
And this is from MarketWatch. MarketWatch. And who's the... Oh, Jeffrey Bartosz. Bartosz is the reporter here. And we are going to give you the presidential tracking poll numbers just to see for grins. I don't think that's going to reflect it today, but maybe Monday, obviously, these numbers. This is just banging it out of the park. And all these charts, I mean, these charts are just confusing. Actually, they're not even remotely confusing. They're pretty good charts. To give you an understanding of the trajectory of the economy for the United States, except California's not. Of course, there's so much stifling of the economy out here, they're just raping it. And we're going to, really, they are. Financial rape is committed every day in California. It says the numbers, by the numbers, here we go. The U.S. created 263,000 new jobs in April to help drive the unemployment rate down to a 49-year low of 3.6%. The latest cue pointing to a rebound in the economy after a slow start in the new year. The increase in hiring was concentrated at white-collar businesses, construction, and healthcare. The only sector to suffer a big drawback was retail, whose employment fell for the third straight month. Get it out there, gosh. The unemployment rate slipped to 3.6% from 3.8% in March, marking the lowest level since December 1969. Whoa. The increase in new jobs easily topped the 217,000 forecast by economists.
Wow.
One caveat. The decline stemmed in large part from a nearly 500,000 workers dropping out of the workforce. Aha! Fewer people said they were unemployed, however. So they dropped out of the workforce for whatever reason, retirement, whatever, but fewer people were saying they were unemployed. Okay, so that's kind of a wash on that statistical thing. The amount of money the average worker earns, meanwhile, rose 6 cents to 27.7 cents an hour. The increase in pay in the past 12 months was unchanged at 3.2%, while hourly pay is rising at the fastest pace in nearly a decade. The increase in wages appears to have leveled off. Now, so much for your $15 an hour business, right? As a minimum wage, let's just legislate. Let's make the government tell you that. Right. That. How effective is that? this is amazing number here. I'm looking at this chart, seasonally adjusted. And it goes back as far as 1969. I remember December 1969. It says the unemployment. I do. I was in college. What happened? Professional and business services added 76,000 jobs and continuing a torrid streak, which total employment has risen by more than 500,000 in the past year. Construction companies boosted payrolls by 33,000. The second straight solid gain. Healthcare providers hired 27,000 people, and employment in social assistance climbed 26,000. Manufacturers added a scant 4,000 jobs after no increase in March. Now, this is where you don't have shop classes in high schools over the last 20, 30 years. I'm serious. This is right here. This is why we were, you know, this is NAFTA. This is what happened, that giant sucking sound that Ross Perot was talking about. All jobs going to Mexico, right? How's that worked out for us up here? It screwed us. And to China, how did it work out for us over here? It screwed us. And this is screwing us here. Colleges, university schools, they stopped training all these people to be teachers and how to make things with their hands, right? Manufacturing added a scant 4,000 jobs. Everything's service. Oh, we got to do this. We got to do that. Yeah. Let's use the computers a little bit more so the kids don't build things. They don't know how to work with their hands. Right. Government jobs are up 27,000. The federal government is already starting to hire workers for the 2020 census. Remember, that was the scam that Obama used. Just prior, you got to have good jobs numbers. And this is going into the 2012 election. And what did he do? He tweaked it by all of a sudden opening up just the major coffers to build the bureaucracy in the federal government. Just opening the doors for hiring anybody. You want a job? You got a job? Everybody got a job. In 3-4 months in front of the election, everybody got a federal job. Because he did. And, of course, what happened was the employment rate just dipped down a little bit, and everybody's, oh, that Obama, he's doing a great job. You're right. Right. These are created jobs out in the private sector, folks. It says hiring has been very weak this year as companies struggle with stagnant exports and the effects of the U.S. trade tensions with China. Now, that's another issue, but that I want to parse this out. This is why it's so important to have these manual arts being taught in schools again. We've got to bring this back. Out here in California, I don't think they teach shop classes anymore at all. Oh, no, we can't have that. What we have to do is we have to get rid of all the jobs like out of Los Angeles, Port of Los Angeles, right? Yeah, that was all going on in the 90s now, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Shipbuilding. Oh, they don't build ships. They don't tear ships apart anymore. Oh, they service them. Oh, let's just grease them up a little bit. Fuel them up. Get them out of here. Right. That's really shipbuilding, isn't it? Yeah, it's, of course, giant sea container areas there. And some of the largest railheads. I mean, it's a huge business. Don't get me wrong. The shipping business. No question about it. But, you know, what happened to all those jobs where men worked on ships, where they built ships, they did things with their hand? All that was thrown out and sent to China. Yeah, I did a whole thing down there with the charter school business. And I spent a couple days down there listening to those folks. I get what was going on. You betcha. This is going to carry out to be a wonderful thing, though. Well, congratulations to the president. And everybody else on this, these are really, 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 really good numbers. And I think everybody's pretty much happy to see these kind of numbers going on. I am, hello. I think you should be too. It's amazing. Of course, everybody's going to try and fight this whole thing about the unemployment rate and all that. It's not good, you know, and all this garbage going on. By the way, we have Nancy Pelosi. That's the other thing. We talked about the bar's a liar. Yeah, how's that working out for Nancy? How's it working out for Babs? That's Barbara Streisand. How can I confuse Barbara Streisand with Nancy Pelosi? I don't know, stranger. I don't know. But I do, and I did, and we can. So, that's what we have to get going on. Barr is now besieged by allegation he's Trump's protector. Really? What about nobody, of course, are making the hypocrisy on the other side, right? And this is all I think we need to talk about this, with the hypocrisy on the other side. What about Eric Holder? And, you know, see, they're trying to get out in front of something here, guys. They're trying to get out in front of Barr's investigation of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, the real protectors of Obama. But then they got to protect Obama because, you see, there's so much evidence against him. And Hillary. It's coming, guys. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Call in line is 215-867-8255. That's going to be opened up in the next hour. Yeah, we're going to be doing that. And also we're going to try and get you those presidential tracking numbers here in just a smidgen of time. Smidgen, you know, smidgen. Have you ever talked to smidgen? President Obama talks to smidgen all the time. What's up with that? He's just a talker. He was a chatty kind of guy, wasn't he? Chatty. An imperfect document. Many flaws, of course. We're talking about the Constitution. That's the way he used to think. I hate it when this happens. That thinking thing. Don't you? I mean, it's just a terrible thing to waste, isn't it? Just a terrible, terrible thing to waste. The smidgen thing. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Remember that was the thing? There's not even a smidgen. Not a smidgen. Man, that's a liar if I ever heard one. I'm not even sorry. I'm not even apologetic about that. But it's true. It's absolutely flipping true. I mean, let's be truthful. Yeah. It slays me like a dragon when I stop and think about these kind of things that used to happen all the time with the Obama administration, right? Yeah, I love it when people, especially what we're seeing right now. Excuse me, I got to... Some technical going on here. I think it's kind of hysterical when we start to see what has been going on with all the different people of the Obama administration that are now kind of running for cover because, you know, you got Bill Barr's the and he's the president's protector, of course. Well, isn't that the way it's supposed to work? I mean, I learned that from Obama. If you're a good president, you have to have somebody in the Department of Justice who's your protector. You can protect the president, yeah. That's not the way it's supposed to work, of course, guys. I mean, it's really not on a fair playing field. But, you know, it's not a fair playing field any longer. I think we all understand that, right? Well, no, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it's Barr. It's Barr. I mean, the hypocrisy. No. I struggled with this yesterday. I did. I struggled with this, that shocking how hypocritical these guys can be. And I said, what's the shocker here? What is the shocker? There is no shocker when it comes to Nancy Pelosi and the folks. They're just absolutely leftist, communist behaving people. We have to call it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. We have to call it like it is. And that's exactly what we have here. We have a failure to communicate. No, we don't have a failure to communicate. We've got the dictators who want to dictate. This is what they do best, right? They dictate. So this is my point to all of you. Why is the media in particular pandering to these folks? What's wrong with that picture? Huh? What is wrong with that picture? Well, you know, there's a lot wrong with the picture, obviously. And the picture, of course, is the picture that we have. They're trying to create for us. And trying to flip the script. This is called flipping the script. Those of you that understand what I'm talking about. When you flip the script, you just change the dynamic of the conversation, right? That's what you're doing right now, is you're changing the dynamic of the conversation to, you know, your narrative. And that's what we're seeing right now in the whole situation with Barr. Yeah, I love these people. We got to love these brothers and sisters, right? Right. We don't have to love their behavior, though, right? No. We don't accept their behavior. No, we don't. And we shouldn't accept their behavior because their behavior is vile and will destroy this country. So they're flipping the script now that Barr is the protector of the president, whereas, of course, the hypocrisy in it all was that no one would ever say such a thing about, you know, Eric Holder being the protector of the president. You know, Fast and Furious. I mean, just we could go on and on and on and on how he deliberately protected Obama. That's the reality check. That's what happened. And, of course, this is now what we're stuck with, right? We're stuck with those things that are really not a part of what our constitutional government should look like. So, yeah, Barr's the protector of the president, and he needs to be. And the president understands that, so he's got somebody there. Because it's not fair any longer. We're at a crisis point in this country where we have extreme leftists doing the bidding. We're at a tipping point in our country, in our nation's history. This is the thing that everybody needs to understand. Hypocrisy works this way. And we shouldn't be so shocked that this is what they're trying to say now. But we should be denouncing them for it, which is exactly what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. Because it doesn't apply. No, it doesn't apply. I mean, when I take a look at what Barr has been doing and saying, now again, you know my bias, but I'm just saying, it just seems reasonable. And I think they think it's reasonable. They're just telling the truth. And they're being transparent. They're completely transparent with everything. They're telling the truth. There's no there. There's never been any there. They're still playing the there card. And it's not working. But what they can do is scream and shout loud. And that's what they're doing. They're screaming and shouting loudly. He's a liar. He lied to Congress. That's the shocker. Shocking. And so who runs out and reports it? All their little minions in the press. You know, and again, it's going to take time to turn that around. But what's going to happen is we're going to do what we're doing right now, as all the alternative media does. all the bloggers, all the citizen journalists, we go, huh, let's hear, let's wait a second, let's correct you in your thinking. And that's what we do. Over time, we win the day because we give you the facts. Nothing but the facts, man. Joe Friday. Oh, Joe Friday. How is Joe Biden today? No, I don't want to get into the Joe Friday thing. I already had the bad visual of Bernie Sanders naked at the table having vodka back in the day. He's, you know, the thing about Bernie Sanders is the picture that I believe I saw was done in the 1970s. And, you know, he's ageless. I'm serious. He looks like he did. He looks today like he did in the 1970s. He has that youthful vigor about himself. Even then, the 1970s. So, anyway, getting back to Joe Friday. Everybody needs to be a Joe Friday. Just the facts, man. Just the facts about what's going on. That's what we need to do. So that we can sort through all these things and come to our own reasonable conclusion. And then spread the word to other people. The truth is out there. You just have to dig for it. Find it, you know. Don't believe the hypocrites. Don't believe those that are from far away. Go, oh, yeah, I think this is what they ought to do and all that. Believe what you can find out for yourself. And that's why I love our citizen journalists who help us out every day on this radio show, getting us stories, getting us information about the various things that are going on. It is absolutely, to me, mind-boggling and a wonderful thing to see. And I really do want to say I appreciate everybody for doing that. We're coming up on a break right now. When we come back, we got more information about the economy and also what is going on in the land of hypocrites. Washington, D.C. Oh, Sacramento, California. Oh, and how about Chicago? I hate it when this happens, don't you? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. And A21R.com. And also, gosh, this new Illinois business is happening. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring
them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Shocking. Shocking. Okay, we're going to, I think we are, we're taking pictures as we speak. There's all kinds of things going on. And we're gonna kind of give you the heads up on all the things that are going on. Might as well, right? You need to know. You need to know. Okay, so we've got this whole situation going on with the Beto O'Rourke. Go Beto, go Beto. Is he going to go? Fear stalks the. I love it. This okay. We have now switched to the guns. Of course, we've gone to guns here. Guns on, guns on. Aha! This giant house could be yours for free, but there's a catch. Oh, okay. Well, we want that one. Journalism watchdog scraps blacklist targeting legit conservatives amid backlash. Shocking! 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 Fake news fail. Southern Poverty Law Center. I hate it when this happens. I hate it when this happens. Now, fake news fail. This is something that is worth our weight in gold. I'm going to call somebody and ask them to be on the show with us. So the Dems attack on Barr, likely fueled by unnoticed warning shot. This is Kim Strassel. Fear stalks the swamp. This is a wonderful thing. It goes right to what, and again, I just pulled this up. And it's not a setup. This is the way things work in radio. I'm telling you, it's like it's a blessing. So we're talking about the whole thing about Barr, and they're trying to flip the script, right? Pelosi. So this article pops up by Kim Strassel, Fear Stalks the Swamp. And, of course, the picture that it's covering is a picture of Bill Barr. He is the one who's stalking the swamp. And he is. He is. I love this guy. I'm a fan. I'm serious. I'm gonna make a t-shirt and we're gonna put it out there and say, Fear Stalks the Swamp. I love it. I love it. With Bill Barr's fizz. Ha ha. Anyway, Kim Strassel, Dems attack on Barr likely fueled by unnoticed warning shot. Mark Stein on Hillary Clinton. This isn't funny anymore. She's responsible for the last 2 years. Okay, I do have to tell you, I heard this yesterday. I was driving home from Oroville. We're doing some reportage from Oroville, which we're going to share with you at the end of the, in the third hour. It's amazing what's been going on. And it's amazing about those leaks just keep coming on back. Boy, they try and fix those leaks on that spillway, and those leaks, shocking, shocking, shocking. They just keep coming back. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many millions of dollars they're spending now to fix the leaks in the spillway. But, you know, the more they pump into that thing, the more the leaks happen. That's because you've got phreatic water that's moving around back in that hill. I'm going to give you kind of a rundown on that one. A.G. Barr gets attacked because his probe endangers powerful people. He's very probative, you know, as they say. This is Kimberly Strassel. And says Democrats mock Bill Barr after Attorney General refuses to appear at hearing. Let me give you the middle finger. In fact, let me hold up both hands with the middle fingers exposed, says Bill Barr. No, that is not. I just made that up. I can do these things because it's my radio show. The only thing uglier than an angry Washington is a fearful Washington. And fear is what's driving this weekend's blitzkrieg of Attorney General William Barr. But, you know, listen, I have not talked to Kimberly Strassel. This came out of the Wall Street Journal this morning. And, you know, I'm not reading the Wall Street Journal. We're going to get into the Epoch Times here in a minute. Okay. So anyway, the only thing ugly, okay, Mr. Barr tolerantly sat through hours of Democratic insults at his Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday. His reward for his patience was to be labeled in the space of a news cycle a law-breaking, dishonest, obstructing hack. Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, I didn't give her title. Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we're having more fun than we should be allowed to have, right? Publicly accused Bill Barr of lying to Congress, which she added is considered a crime. Well, we had a. I wonder if there's a statute of limitations on the crime that Nancy Pelosi committed in October of 1992 by introducing United Nations Agenda 21. I think it was House Con 353. I think that's what it was. Should we look at all the people that have lost property? It's been stolen, pilfered by her people, huh? In the upheaval that's been caused, the socialist nightmare of California. Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should. Nancy Pelosi publicly accused him. Okay. Said he will move to hold. This is Gerald Nadler. Oh God, Jerry! Come on, Jerry. He will move to hold Mr. Barr in contempt unless the Attorney General acquiesces to the unprecedented demand that he submit to cross-examination by committee staff attorneys. James Comey, former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, lamented that Donald Trump had eaten Mr. Barr's soul. Oh God. What does Comey do with his time? Is he going to become one of these 400-pounders that's sitting around in the basement of a relative's home or something? And he's a big, strapping dude, right? He's probably 400 pounds just standing tall. James Comey, former director, lamented. All right. And then Senator, oh, here we go. Elizabeth Warren chimes in. Demands the Attorney General resign. California Representative Eric. No, his name again, Swalwell, wants him impeached. Okay, Eric, we're not going to go there where we did yesterday. I had way too many people calling me and telling me how hysterical it was about Eric. Eric Swalwell. You know, he's part of the Buckaroos. You know those Buckaroos. Ed Buck, guys, those Buckaroos. They're sometimes called Rump Rangers. I hate it when this happens. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. We've got all kinds of stuff happening in the world today. And, of course, the top news is naturally Venezuela is one of the toppers. They're kind of like, I don't know what's happening there. We're going to get into that in a little bit here. In the second hour, also in the third hour, you know, that I hate it when this happens, but, you know, the Oroville Dam thing is getting really out of control. They've tried to pump up all kinds of things to prevent the leaks from showing up on the spillway. And yesterday, man, I thought, I went up there and I was observing them. I said, you guys are really doing a good job of stopping all these leaks on the spillway. But then I go there this morning and they're back. It's like this every time. This is worse than putting your finger in the dike. It really is. And phreatic water is the key operative term here. Okay, phreatic water. And in the third hour, we're going to talk about phreatic water and other types of water. It's not artesian well water. No. Phreatic water is dangerous stuff. It's the stuff that brought down the dam there in Brazil just in January. And it's a classic example. We'll have that video up. And you can see what it's like to see what phreatic water does in an earthen dam. And again, remember, when you take a look at the Oroville Dam, yeah, you got that big rock dam and everything. That's not the dam entirely. You also have a hillside that's part, an earthen hillside that's part of the dam. And there's phreatic water there moving around. Creates an, well, interesting scenario. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour. And again, I hate it when this happens. It just doesn't stop now, does it? But the big word that's really going on right now, and I really want to—I think the president's probably really, really happy—in that the jobs numbers are just ginormous, and that's another really good thing. So, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. I don't think it's too much more about that in the next hour, but we're definitely going to be talking about what is going on with New California, because there's a lot of things happening. By the way, we got kicked out in Solano County. Oh, shocking! We'll be talking about that one. We're shocked to see that we've got, what? But I'm sorry, I failed to mention that, you know, it's certainly within the rights of the people to go and read a grievance of the steps of the court. But the court ordered them off. Right. We'll see about that. We'll see how long that one lasts. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember that we love MyPillow. Agenda is the key operative word, the key word, the promo code, Agenda, 800-266-4715. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.